Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mystic Records Radio, and we're featuring 20 bands, classic CD that's out on Mystic. And here we go, locals only.
I'm alive, and I thrive.
Collection with these punk rock 20 classic punk bands from the world of Mystic, and it's also available on downloading as well. Okay, NoFX is up next. Happened to Mom's Rules? Looks like I cut it off. Okay, well, my bad. And I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. It's really nice to have you here. And at that, I'm going to play this next song just for you. Dr. No. We'll be right back. great band, Dr. No. So let's loosen it up a little bit. Who's out for some donuts? And I've got Donut Shop Rock just for you. Countries all over the world, and the United States brought National Donut Day, and it's celebrated here in the U.S. The first of every June, and this started in 1938 to honor those members who served donuts to soldiers during World War I. And about 250 Salvation Army volunteers went to France. And because of the difficulties of providing freshly baked goods from huts established in abandoned buildings near the front lines, the two Salvation Army volunteers, Ensign Margaret and Helen Pruviance, came up with the idea of providing donuts. And it's reported it was an instant hit. And soon many soldiers were visiting the Salvation Army huts, where Margaret wrote, "One busy day, I made 22 pies, 300 donuts, 700 cups of coffee." Soon the women did this work and became known by the servicemen as the Donut Dollies. Woo-hoo! And now we've got some donut shop rock. Isn't that sweet? Mm-mm-mm. All right. More tunes here for you.
We'll be right back.
often wonder if there is anyone out there who can match the vocals of Jason Sears. Wow, he was really something. Bless you, and hope you're enjoying rock and roll heaven. Caller on the line. caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is a Mystic Records artist, Fred Trepto. I was just
Hey, good morning, Fred.
If I could send out a request for you.
Well, let me see. It depends on if I have it loaded up on the board. Right now I'm
doing the
punk
rock
classic. I'm playing the
Bagel Abortion Drugs and Driving.
No, right now I'm playing the 20 classic punk bands from the world of Mystic. It's got ST that you just heard, Flower Leopards, White Pigs, RKL, Doggy Style, Dr. No, Faction, Pop Vox. I could play some Flower Leopards for
you.
I do.
Those are one of those guys who really paved the way for a lot of punk rockers. I'd like to get some Faction.
Yeah, let me see, where is it? No effects. Yeah, that's amazing that you know of Faction, because not too many people are aware of them, you know?
If I'm not wrong, I think they played it fucking, like, with Operation Ivy, who later on did Rancid, and I think that was all around, you know, your area, your neck of the woods, and, you know.
Nice. Let me see.
Dr. No is another big name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just played Life Returns by Dr. No. It's a great song. And let me see. Well, here's one I haven't played yet. Where is it? Well, you're sure up bright and early this morning.
Oh, I am. Had a show last night that went really well. Getting ready to do another show tonight. Being a lot of encouragement from a lot of people, you know, and woke up to your radio show, playing some punk rock, and feeling great. Just got a custom guitar picks from Iron Age sent in, and, you know, merchandise, T-shirts and shit like that. I just want to take an opportunity while I'm on the air to say, you know, even though I'm promoting my music whenever I'm on the air with you, I got a lot of respect for a lot of these guys. I mean, like, even No Effects, you know what I mean? Like, they're up there really well known, but they really have a DIY ethic of, you know, if you don't follow your dreams, you're not going to ever get off the rock. And if you give up, you're still somewhere in the ocean. But if you keep trying, it's inches down the field.
Yes, and keep improving. And I have seen you, Fred, come a long way since you first came to Mystic. And, you know, you have a great talent. You're a great artist, and you're always working to improve your music. And, you know, that's good advice for people, to never give up, you know. And like No Effects, they came to Mystic. They were unknown. Fred Trepto has come to Mystic, and his band, The Curse Is Written, is rising, and he's got shows playing. And where's your next show? Tell us about your next
show
coming up.
Oh,
tonight. And where is it at?
It's going to be at a place called Cliff's Tavern. We're actually revitalizing this whole bar, and right now they're just selling $2 pints. They don't have a liquor license or a food license, so it's just going to be music tonight. I got a bunch of my good buddies coming out, and we're just going to rock and roll.
And where is this at?
Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, Washington.
Really,
you hear that, people?
Me.
Get on down to the tavern. What did you call it? The what tavern?
Cliff's Tavern.
Cliff, like C-L-I-F-F, like fall off a cliff?
Yeah.
Cliff Tavern. Okay, well, here's one from the Flower Leopards. I really think you might like the guitar work in this one.
Fuck yeah.
Live in the original Mystic Studio back in the 80s.
That's the
You
thing,
still there,
man.
Fred?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's Mystic, the West Coast movement. And I'm just calling for everybody to view it as a community. I mean, punk rock, no matter any way that we're slicing it, there's a lot of guys, maybe this isn't the radio show to say, but like, even LL Cool J is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's all rock and roll. And so go
exactly.
out to your buddy's show, come out, cheer for your friends, fucking scream along to their songs. I mean, tomorrow's never fucking promised, but fucking, you know, you can enjoy today, and that's kind of what music has always been about. It's kind of like what you're talking
yes,
about
unit.
With the donuts and giving those away. I'm sure that made very many people happy.
Yes, and it's all about unity and love and spreading the joy everywhere you go, you know, doing something wonderful for others. And, you know, Mystic has always started from the beginning to help musicians find their way and launch their careers, and that's what we're doing. We're helping new artists become known. You know, there was a time
and
when...
It's never too late to hook up with recreational sports, maybe. So I believe that punk rock has the aggression where maybe... my roommate's a skateboarder. I'm still working on putting together some skate compilations with my music and shit. I believe that if more people band together, that with all of the fucking new terms and shit on YouTube, you need like 1,000 subscribers and like 10,000 hours watched or some shit. The only way you're going to get that is if we're all working together and we're all doing it for each other and linking up.
This you have the right idea.
Yeah. So what's next on the spin track?
Well, let me see. Well, we were speaking about Unity. Why don't we play the song Unity? Here we go. And let me see. Unity. Let me find a little bit here. Let me think. This is
Tell
by Scared
Tell us what year it's
Straight.
From, too.
What's that?
Tell us what year it's from, too.
1984, and this is Unity by Scared Straight. That is it. Definitely a mystic mistake. That was not Scared Straight. That was not Unity. I'm trying to pull out of my cobweb dusty notebook here a folder of a brain to remember which song that was that we just played. And
I kind of liked that one. It sounded pretty fast and heavy.
Yeah, the guitar work reminds me a lot of the work that I see you doing on the guitar. Really, really in there, you know. I can't imagine. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Unity should have been, let's see, 1 minute long. Scared Straight, number 2. Let me see. Oh, and see, they were labeled wrong on the soundboard. So let me see which one is 1 minute. It's obviously the song Unity is on here on the wrong number. Well, I don't have any of them that are 1 minute long. How weird. Okay, well, I'll have to redo the soundboard. You know, sometimes we've made records with the wrong label on them and they've become big collector items. We call it a mystic mistake. And No Effects made a joke, so what if we're on mistake? So we put that on a record, too, when they did 2 7-inch LPs, vinyl records back in the day, because there was no CDs, no cassettes, no downloading, just vinyl was the only way to hear music, and they did 2 Super 7s, and then they were both put together on one big LP titled Maximum Rock and Roll. But one of the Super Sevens was titled "So What If We're on Mistakes." Pretty funny.
That goes into the next part is the way that that stuff traveled before it was on the radio. People were showing each other that. I believe that a lot of people have kind of become a little jaded or boxed into what that they listen to or try to expose themselves to. If your friend's trying to show you something, that's something that they're feeling or experiencing. And someone should really listen to the song they're trying to show them. And that's usually how you find your new favorite song.
Well, yeah, and you know, Mystic sets the platform since the early beginning, you know, in the late 70s, when they first started out with punk rock, you know, giving a platform for people to say what's on their mind. And if they don't want to say anything, they can do some surf punk. So here we go with some A-Frame. I think you like this too.
Oh, yeah.
Surf rock song. Instrumental can really show off a great guitarist's abilities, and I just love that slapping bass.
That A-Frame just got me jacked. Makes me want to go get some fucking. Oh. Shit.
Does it make you want to pick up your guitar and start jamming?
I was thinking ripping some waves, but fuck. Make me feel like I could go
waves.
Do that shit.
I know, it always makes me want to hit the surf as well, you know. I spent most of my...
I like that solo in there, too, like, fuck.
I know, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I miss the beach. I miss surfing. My big brother and I spent many summers surfing up and down the California coast. The furthest north we would go would be like Refugio Beach, and then south we would go down San Juan Capistrano, and we would just camp out all summer long. It was just really fun. Surf and swim and... Somebody always had a guitar.
Comes out, yeah. I mean, like,
yeah.
The thing about Mystic that I love is that it doesn't matter if you don't go to Capitol Records or Atlantic Records to go record your album and send it in or whatever. Like, if some of the most classic songs in history are recorded on chintzy equipment.
You're breaking up, Fred. I can't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying that some of the best songs recorded in history sometimes have been done on chintzy equipment. And it should be
more people should just be willing to record, get something that they think is the song that they are trying to say or their message, so you can initially put yourself out there. It's the little increments at first. I mean, like, the Offspring didn't start out with, you know, the clarity in their recording that they originally did. I mean, it's a building process. And I'd like to see more artists in that entity, no matter what the sound quality is.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time for today's show, Fred. You did mention you wanted to hear some Dr. No, and I can bring that to you. And this is off of the first recording live at Mystic from the original Dr. No. Also recorded at the original Mystic studio. You hear that echo? you know,
yeah,
from the Flower Leopards.
I was trying to listen to the musicality, though. It sounds like they had good members. I wanted to say thank you for letting me call in tonight and today, fucking, and thank you for enriching us with punk rock, not only this morning, but, you know,
aww,
throughout Mystic.
Thank
is
you,
exactly
Fred.
What I wanted to hear.
Thank
well,
you.
You're welcome.
We enjoy having you come on the show, and you're welcome to call in anytime you like. And, you know, I just wanted to mention real quick, Led Zeppelin recorded the Whole Lot of Love album at Mystic Studio, and that's where they got that echo from way down inside. You know that echo?
Well, it would behoove them to do so.
Yeah, that's from Mystic. It was originally a bank, and when they opened the shaft to the elevator, that's how they got
were
that
they in a vault?
Echo.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a shaft and an elevator.
Yeah,
huh.
They opened the... It happened by accident one time. Someone was coming up and opened the door, and the elevator, you know, echo chamber came in and is like, whoa, we like this. So you can tell the old Mystic recordings because of that echo. And if you think of Led Zeppelin, no one has ever duplicated that echo.
That's
and
true.
You can hear
that's
it.
Like,
yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's like taking a playbook out of Elvis, but jacking it up a couple notches.
Exactly, and you know we even have pictures of John Bonham in the Mystic studio when they were recording on his drums. Really, really good old memories there. But you know we're not live anymore. We ran out of time. I only set this for 30 minutes at 5 o'clock, and it's like almost 6 o'clock.
Overtime.
But it's still recording, so I'll go ahead and clip it up on YouTube so that people can hear the entire interview with you, Fred Triptoe, of The Curse Is Written, currently out on Mystic Records, and... have shows coming up at the Cliff Tavern tonight, right?
Yep,
in Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm calling
so
other bands to come and travel.
That's right. And anybody
yeah.
who's in the area, you won't go wrong with the show tonight. So head on down to the Cliff Tavern and check out The Curse Is Written. And you'll hear some fine guitar work by Fred Triptoe. I'm tripping over my own tongue saying your name.
Well, I'm already at home, which means it's time to go party.
That's right. And don't forget to party or go home.
That's fucking right.
That's right. All right. Well, it was nice chatting with you, Fred, and we'll see you all again next time.
Bye.
Have a good day, and party on.